Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Another question submitted via Facebook on today's episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. How's it going? I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, Joe Summers got in touch on Facebook and I asked, what are you struggling with right now? What can we help with? And Joe says he's struggling with shin splints. It's something a lot of runners do battle with, particularly when they first get going or when they're up mileage. What are the causes and what can Joe do to sort of prevent them and get better so that he can run pain-free?
Yeah, shin splints, to be honest, any injuries or running related injuries and especially related to beginner injuries are quite difficult to pinpoint and to pinpoint their cause. So shin splints can be caused from having incorrect footwear. They can be caused from imbalances in the posterior anterior compartment. So that's in English means you've got muscles which run down the front of the shin, and you've got your calf muscles which run down the back, and if there are imbalances between those two muscles, it can cause pressure to run through the front of the shin and therefore you feel pain in a shin splint. You can also, due to weak glutes perhaps or some other biomechanical inefficiency perhaps in the ankles, you can get quite an extreme collapsing inwards of the knee, which causes a rotational stress to go through the lower leg that can also lead to shin splints. And then probably most common in particular in beginner runners is that when you either start or when you increase the mileage too quickly, you just put too much stress on the lower leg and then you get shin splints. So what you can do about it in the immediate short term is it's one of the exercises that you do need to rest. It doesn't tend to go away unless you do rest. Use ice therapy. Strengthen, get into a gym and strengthen your general running muscles, your quads, your hamstrings, in particular your glutes, because if you have nice strong glutes and a nice strong lower abdominal, so some core stuff, fix those things up. That'll often take a lot of stress from going through that lower limb. And also make sure that you were given good advice and put into a suitable pair of footwear, because if you're not, then you're just going to continually struggle with shin splints.
Joe, awesome. Thank you so much. Best of luck, mate. I hope you come right soon and you're back on the road pain-free in next to no time. Lindsay, thank you for your time here on the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Today we're back again in a couple of days' time. Keep those questions coming, okay? The website to get to is askcoachperry.com. You can submit them on the right-hand side of the page. There's a little form. You can submit your question there and we could be answering it next time out here on the podcast. Until then, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.